God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic, and waves still pound upon the sand, and will when they're gone.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Less Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Less Visible.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Dog Poet Transmissions. Coming from somewhere or another, looking for somewhere to hover, but the darkness has encircled the planet to the point that we can hardly see through it. Much like a dolphin trying to swim through the Gulf of Mexico. Not that there are too many of them left swimming there. But agents of darkness are swimming there now. Take, for instance, our celebrated president with the, what do they call it? Eye candy abs. Yes. Photographed swimming somewhere that's supposed to be in the Gulf of Mexico, but which we know for a fact is not. Well, that's because life is either life that's presented to us as a projection out of the minds of the controllers, or life is something we experience on our own because we've attained some sort of liberation from those controllers. Well, life is really just a series of dream states. If you think of actual sleep dreaming, you're talking about the basement of any area below ground level, which drops down past the stationary form and well, probably why the back of the head is where the medulla is located and has control of all those subconscious and unconscious aspects of the being. Your waking state's the ground floor or the ground level floor, anything above the ground. And, well, we assume that to be conscious, but it's just a waking dream state that has levels that all of us visit up to a point and beyond which only a few visit are the locations. It's like having so many gossamer scarves over your eyes. The Hindus call them samskaras. And then they're removed until there's only one, and that's achieved by the determination of the individual engaged, by fortunate karma, by meeting someone in a position to give you help, and there's not that many of those, but they are around. Beyond that is the superconscious, and both that and the preceding have levels. They're determined by the capability of your consciousness to be abstract, focused, objective, or even to maintain in pure numbers and symbols. Superconsciousness is where the self-consciousness encounters its divinity, and at some point or another, through persistence, it activates the serpent power, which takes the consciousness up to the bridal chamber, where union is achieved between eternity and time, or where time becomes the grounding agent for the being actualized, but still present in a body that is magnetized by this plane. This plane here. Yeah, that plane. I could talk about any of these things that come up in the mind in the context of anything, really. It's something I guess I can do. By way of giving example, and the mind of anyone who's capable of this kind of association, who is able to see it, they would see the relationships no matter what the analogy or the metaphor was, but it would still be like, you know, talking about swimming to someone who hasn't yet had the courage to jump into the ocean and or doesn't know where the ocean is or just imagines there is something like the ocean. But the experience is always somewhat different than what the imagination has told it. And that's why dreams and so many of these other things are stuff we project but not actualize things, and why it's always much more than we can imagine, and we just have no idea. This exercise does not require intelligence. Reaching there does not require intelligence as much as faith and a certitude in that which lies, you know, beyond the definition of one's experience. And that's why you don't have to be smart or educated to find divinity or the revelation of self. In fact, the divine goes out of its way to pick people that are not, you know, well known as being highly educated or really bright or powerful or any of the rest of the things. In fact, the divine generally avoids those people altogether. And that should be a cue to those of you whose intention is to become powerful, good-looking, important, rich, well-educated, or any of the rest of it, because it's going to set up barriers to your finding that which cannot be known, because your head is full of all the things that you think you know, and in fact, you don't know anything at all. One of the most profound experiences of my life was when I met God, and he made it very clear to me that I didn't know anything, by taking me through the stages of unknowing to the point where I actually realized, well, you know what? I actually don't know anything. And I knew that. Well, as I like to put in my blogs, grin. Yeah, that's the case. I realized I didn't know a damn thing. And since that time, it's been clear to me that I don't. I have to still speak as if I know, but generally what I know is given to me by transmission at the time I'm saying it. And I generally don't remember it afterwards, which is why I can't remember much of anything I've written and much of anything I've had to say. And I got a pretty empty head. Thank goodness. But I still know too much. Everything of spiritual value which can be gained is determined by one's capacity to let go and to surrender. I mean, we should know that. Everything that prohibits spiritual progress is in some way inhibited by a selfish mindset, which has fear at its root. Now, you can find all kinds of people who talk about these things and dress up in a white outfit and charge you a lot of money to hear them speak and maybe even allow you to be a special human trampoline for their personal needs under the guise of them teaching you something they will never be in a position to explain in the more subtle aspects of any of it because they don't possess any of it and they can never transmit it in the matter of, say, Shaktipat, because they are not in the liberated stage. So you're wasting your time with these people unless you want to become like them. And all kinds of people do. That's why you see in the New Age community a bunch of these people dressed up in white, glowing, all looking all nicely coiffed and everything. And all the people sitting around listening to them want to become like them. So there are all these seminars where they go somewhere for 3 weekends and then a 4-day intensive at the end. Or all kinds of other things. They get a little certificate that tells them they're now a Reiki master, or they have some sort of super sensual spiritual massage, which allows them to free up the spirit within a person whose body they can manipulate. Well, there's a lot of patchouli oil and God knows what else going on. I have no idea, and sometimes you can even get other favors if you pay a little more. I don't know. Anyway, it seems like that. Yes, basically I'm saying they're all whores, and that's the truth. But, you know, they're to be forgiven because they don't know any better. They want to be like these other people so that they somehow can be teachers. And you see that with most of the sannyasin community. You go anywhere where there's a lot of them, and you've never run into so many gurus in your life that have all the answers to everything. And some of these people are down in Costa Rica, other places. They got whole communities where all kinds of people wander around. And these people will go sit on a dais, and they'll talk about all the things they have no idea about. But there'll always be a motive there somewhere that leads eventually to your being extremely disappointed, used, and disenfranchised, and possibly even dead if you're not careful. Anyway, where was I? Human trampolines, I guess, and that kind of a thing. These people aren't in a liberated stage, and no one charging money has the answer, period. Some organizations, real organizations, may charge money for basic operations, but they'll all gladly be generous and understanding if they are real. If they are real, they'll find a workaround where you can do something or even get it for free. That is always the litmus taste and the bottom line. And anything else is BS. I'm a very lucky fellow in some ways in that I blew past atavistic fear and the powers of the earth in its ability to deceive me any further. This was accomplished through karma, I suppose, intense periods of monastic confinement in this life, and the use of powerful psychedelics, and all of it tied to an uncontrollable desire to encounter the divine. Now, I'm unlucky in that I did not engage this through more responsible routes over well, a longer passage of time and distance. So there are doorways which are open now in my existence that are not open in yours. Thank God for that in your case. Against which I have to guard on my own, and difficulties also that can sometimes make me forget where I actually am and who I actually am. Luckily, nothing I think or imagine can undo what has occurred or happened to me, so it always comes back to certain contacts that reassert themselves and give me a reassurance, but it is still something I don't think most people would want to live with. In other words, the divine shows up every now and then and says, Les, don't worry about it. You're fine. I love you. You can't do any wrong. You're perfectly fine. I just put you through this to show you something. And all of this is in your imagination, in your head, and don't worry about it. Some version of that, and it sometimes goes on for long periods of time, and sometimes for not so long. And, well, I don't know. Anyway, it's something most people wouldn't want to live with. I don't think, because I've seen some things that, well, it didn't scare me. I was excited, but I could not imagine other people feeling that way. And I've been around other people when it happened to me, and they saw these things, and some of them wound up mental institutions and other things, and they were all okay after a while, but as you can imagine, these things that exist in the subconscious and other realms and dimensions are quite real in their own way, and they can be horrifying to look upon. Things like the dweller on the threshold that you have to get past in order to come into more rarefied states beyond a certain level of mortality and such. And it is the sum total of all your fears is what it is, different for everyone. And I've had some experience with that. And I can, well, once you've had the living, whatever you want to call it, scared out of you several times, you know, by then, if you're persistent, and you must be, most people back away. But if you are persistent and nothing will stop you, finally stop being afraid of very much of anything at all. But still, sometimes it's worse than being trapped in Madonna's reproductive regions, and being attacked by all the residue of all the armies that have battled for regeneration in the labyrinth and tunnels of darkness that are there. I've seen the names of every soldier from every legion of the Roman army written on the walls there in those times when some small amount of light might find its way into those catacombs. Where was I? Well, something to do with Lady Gaga being created in a Petri dish in the basement of Madonna's Hollywood house or something. None of us are real as we are. We're animated playing cards. We're personalities that mistake ourselves for the light that is allowed to pass through us, and more often for the dark places that block it. In fact, most of the time, who we think we are is nothing more than an identification with the dark parts of ourselves that block the light that's trying to get through. And that's why it's so very difficult for people to surrender what they think they actually are, because of all the investments they have made in it, in order to become what they really are, which is like saying you defend your mortality and your suffering against your liberation and your freedom from suffering. It's insane. But that's how it is. That is literally, in a nutshell, very simply what it is, which is why you need to break it down. And you can tell yourself, oh, I want to do that. Oh, I want to do that. But I can tell you that very few of you ever will. It's just not basically that something most people have that you got to suffer so much. You got to go through so much. You got to let go of so much that finally all you want is to contact someone who has some idea of what's going on and who you might be. And you're really then ready to let go. However, I'll tell you, you can do that right now. Just assume what I'm telling you is the truth and act on that. Excuse me, of course, I'm still pretty hoarse and all the rest of that from, well, I'm singing all the time now, too, so that, but I won't be doing any of that today, I don't think, because we're getting to the end of this conversational interlude, whatever the heck it is. And, as I have you been reading the blogs, I've been talking about waiting stations, bus stations a lot lately, and it's difficult for me now to know what to say most of the time or even to write a blog entry. Because I'm waiting on something now. I'm waiting, and every single day now, it's like I'm either going to rehash what I've said, or it's going to happen, and I will suddenly have a whole lot to say, or nothing to say, ever again. And I think what I'll start doing from now on in these broadcasts is I really will start singing half the time. It's more fun, it's easier for me, and since I'm going to start doing some of that stuff live in places now here in Europe, Well, I think it's probably good to go ahead and practice on the people who, for some reason, seem to come here and want to listen to these things. Anyway, it's really always a pleasure to talk to you out there because I know who some of you are in my own way, in my mind, and I know what you're composed of, and I know you make up some of the very few people on this planet who actually care and really want to reach a higher level. And don't take me as an example of that because I'm a major screw-up on a lot of levels, but, you know, I am determined, and I have achieved certain things regardless of the other shortcomings, which I am graciously allowed to carry along with me so that no one mistakes me for something I'm not. Anyway, and most importantly, so that I don't make that mistake, which I don't think I will, but that's just the kind of thing that gets you into trouble and makes you wind up doing so. And no, none of that nine-fingered Frodo on the lip of Mount Doom for me, if I can help. Well, my friends, we are indeed coming to the end of another broadcast, and God, these things just flow out now. I don't need a script or any other thing. I'm very happy I went off into this particular modality because, boy, it saves me a lot of trouble writing things down. Anyway, y'all hang in there. Stay focused. Stay determined. Remember the divine at all times. Keep that uppermost in your mind. It's the most important thing. But where are you? Where are you? I know you're there. I know that you're there. You know what I mean. Stay with that. Every time it comes in your head, give it 10 minutes. All right, folks, time to go. May the light of the divine encircle, penetrate, and protect you at all times. And I'll be back with you sometime in the future. I'll see you next week, if there is one. In the meantime, aloha and aru!
You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.